Wishing you a beautiful Tuesday, and I hope you've had a lovely weekend. And I hope if you had a long weekend like we did in Ireland, you had an extra day of rest and relaxation for yourself. So today we're moving on to this week's teachings all around our creative energy. And we did talk a little bit about this last week already in the monthly gathering class that I did last Thursday night. So if you missed that, you can go back and listen to the replay audio that's below. Some of us think that creativity, or most of us, including myself, would have thought that creative energy is basically if we're like a good painter, a designer, an artist, you know, a creator of sorts, where we see someone have this beautiful creative flair and we think, God, I'd love to be like that. I'm not like that myself. When we think about being able to draw or paint, we tell ourselves like we're not able to do things like that. And yet we all are. It just mightn't be a masterpiece. You might see somebody who's really good at like playing music or singing or doing other things that feel very creative to you. Our creative energy is something that's innate to all of us. It comes in different ways. We're not taught a lot to really delve into that creative side of ourselves, really after we stop being children, when we are asked to explore our imagination and our ideas and our inspiration through painting, colour, play, different things like that. All of that creative energy is very much sparked and alive. And then as we start to get that little bit older, kind of that starts to move away from us. And we lose it a little bit, and we lose that inspiration that we once may have had. And it's really important for all of us to come back to that place, because when you delve into the creative side of yourself and that creative energy, or like a fire burning in your belly, that is where you will get like the best ideas, your best aha moments, and even your best guidance about going towards what you want in your life. Some people you might see in your life have these amazing ideas and they're just always coming up with ideas for different things and they seem determined and motivated and everything. They're really in touch with their creative like life force energy. And I call it creative life force energy because for women in particular, if you think of your ovaries in your body, or if you know where your ovaries would have been, maybe they've been removed, that part of your body is like what is the creative standpoint for a woman. And the reason for that is because that's where you hold your eggs, and the eggs therefore have an opportunity to go and create the life of a baby, let's say. So it has the ability to actually create life, which to me is the highest point of creativity. So we as women have all of this stuff going on, and even if your ovaries have been removed, or even your womb has been removed, which is another creative part of your body, you will still have the energy from the space in the body where they would have been at one time, or the space that can be created to hold the energy of those. So as a very important part, it's to remember that you do have that energy in your system. And as women, we actually have a very strong creative energy anyway that doesn't really get used a lot. For me, why I wanted to cover that this week, in this month of what we're doing around your self-discovery, is to get you back in touch with the creative life force energy that resides within you and get you to start using it. I know, like, I did a postgraduate there a few years ago in entrepreneurship and innovation, and it was basically a year of play, fun, drawing, ideas coming together, creating things, making things and everything from absolutely nothing. And it was one of the best things that I did, because I would always get a lot of ideas. I get ideas all of the time, but sometimes it's hard to kind of put them into practice. When we're talking about what we talked about in our first week around our purpose, why we're here, what we're here to do, it's really, really, really important to remember that your purpose is also connected to your creative energy, because the creative part of you will help you to move in the direction of your purpose, will give you the ideas, the inspiration, and even the motivation to go towards your purpose. So I suppose the big question is, how do you start getting in touch with that creative life force within yourself? And really how I feel that you could start to do this is to come back to those things that actually connect you to your imagination. So what it is, first of all, and this is what I'd like you to do this week, we'll break it up because we have another teaching later in the week about this, but it's actually to start to notice things around you. Today and tomorrow, I'd love you to start to look at colour. Look at the colours that are around you in your life. You'll see them in nature. You'll see them maybe in your home, in your office even, driving along in the car. You will see them surrounding you everywhere. And the reason I want you to start to tap into the colour of things is because this is what happens to us. We get so bogged down with life and just, you know, different routines. We start to really stop to actually see what's surrounding us. And for us to be able to see what's within us, we have to see what's around us in terms of beauty, colour, you know, lightness, the fun aspect of things. So that's the first thing, colour. I would love over this like next couple of weeks as well, if you'd even get like a colouring book, for example, and colouring pencils and start drawing things, start like, you know, drawing flowers or pictures or colour something in this colouring book. Not only is it very meditative, so it's very relaxing, but it'll start to get you to, I just think the use of colour is so important because it really connects us in to like how we feel about things. Bright colours can create really beautiful emotions within us, can spark inspiration, can spark joy, can spark a sense of playfulness and fun and real uplifting energy. So bringing more of that into your life would be great. Another way of tapping into the colour part, and I talked about this, I think last month or maybe the month before, is wearing something that makes you feel really uplifted. So what colours are you even putting on your body? That's the first thing. So all around colour this week is something I'd love you to bring in. But the second thing I really want you to think about is actually like play. I want you to think back to when you were a child and what you really loved to do, what you really loved to engage with that made things feel fun. For me, it was actually like writing and drawing. I never really watched a lot of cartoons and things when I was a child. Didn't really watch much TV, which is funny because I watch so much TV now. But I just wasn't really into like cartoons and things like that. I found them a bit boring when I was a child. I loved to be playing or drawing or, you know, doing different things like that. So it's funny because when I tap into that part of myself, that's the stuff that I delve into a lot more. So I really would love you to do that. Even getting out, like if you have kids and they have games and stuff, take them out and play with them. Take some time. You might have nieces and nephews, you know, your friends' kids, whoever you can get that kids around you, and to start to tap into their energy a bit more. This might seem really simplistic, but actually by doing this, you're going to allow yourself to tap into this part of yourself. And my hope, even by the end of this week, is that you will start to feel inspired. You will start to feel a little bit of motivation and you will start to feel a drive towards the things that you really, really desire, and helping your creativity to link in with your purpose so that you can move forward in the best and most positive way for yourself. So I hope that makes sense, and I will talk to you in a few days.